How Bhagavan Learned Malayalam by Kunjiswami. Many have often wondered at the facility with which Bhagavan spoke and wrote Malayalam, a language which was absolutely new to him when he came to Thiruvannamalai. Many natives of Kerala were taken aback on hearing him speak in faultless Malayalam, yet his knowledge of that language was picked up in a most casual and unorthodox manner. In his early days at Thiruvannamalai, he was, as is well known, constantly waited upon by a sadhu named Palaniswami. This sadhu, whose mother tongue was Malayalam, was in the habit of reading every day from the Malayalam version of the Adhyatma Ramayana, composed by Tunjat Ramanujan Ezhuthachan, generally regarded as the father of Malayalam literature. This book is held in great veneration in Kerala. Pious persons read a part of it every day before taking their food. Thus, Palaniswami never failed to read it before taking his food. He was at this time getting his food from a charity home in the town and partaking of it with Bhagavan and others who happened to be present. After bringing the food, he would sit down to read. But as his knowledge of literary Malayalam was very poor, he used to take a very long time to read a passage. Bhagavan and the others were thus forced to wait inordinately long time for their food. Bhagavan would never mind the delay, but he felt concerned over the visitors when there were any. So, one day he asked Palaniswami whether there was any objection to someone else reading the book for him. Palaniswami had none. Upon this, Bhagavan, who did not know a single letter of the Malayalam alphabet, took up the book and asked Palaniswami to say what sound each letter stood for. He then discovered that most of the letters closely resembled the characters of the Tamil alphabet or the Grantha alphabet, which he had learned at Madurai. He therefore said that it was easy for him to read Malayalam and indeed attained in the course of 2 or 3 days enough proficiency to read the Ramayana fluently. Nor was his proficiency limited to reading. He mastered the language in no time to the astonishment of everyone. The Adhyatma Ramayana attracted him by the large number of passages of Advaitic import it contained. One particular passage which Bhagavan often used to read out was that in which Hanuman explains to Ravana the glory of devotion to Rama. This passage was quoted by Bhagavan to Dandabani Swami when the latter asked him to give him some upadesa. It is well known that Bhagavan never gave special upadesa to any person. His life itself was an upadesa for those who had eyes to see. And of course, his works like Upadesa Saram and Ulladu Narpadu convey his teachings. When, however, anybody importuned him for upadesa, he used to ask him what he was practicing. If he was practicing some kind of sadhana, he would ask him to continue it. If anybody said that he had no sadhana, Bhagavan would ask him which of the gods or goddesses he liked best. The devotee was bound to mention Krishna or Rama or Devi or some other deity. Bhagavan would then ask him to think of that god or goddess constantly. He never discouraged anybody or decried the beliefs and practices of others. Thus, it was the Dandabani Swami, who was a simple devotee of Rama, was advised by Bhagavan to continue his devotion to Rama. Bhagavan also pointed out to him the glory of devotion to Rama and quoted in support the above passage. Another Malayalam work which attracted Bhagavan was Yoga Vasishta. He was so deeply moved by some passages in it that he could not often proceed with his reading. His identification with the characters was so complete that he forgot that he was reading a book. As Bhagavan's proficiency in Malayalam increased, he began to write in that language. He rendered Upadesa Saram and Ulladu Narpadu into Malayalam verses. These verses were so perfect that every scholar hesitated before suggesting any change in them. I once took some of the Malayalam verses composed by Bhagavan to a well-known Malayalam professor for his opinion. The professor marveled at the purity of diction achieved by a writer whose mother tongue was not Malayalam, but after much hesitation ventured to point to a few expressions here and there which he thought were not quite in accordance with Malayalam usage. On my return to the ashram, I told Bhagavan about this, upon which he promptly took some Malayalam books like the Adhyatma Ramayana and pointed out passages which supported his usage. This is how Bhagavan used to master the contents of the books read by him. He would go through a book quickly, glancing here and there, and then put it down. But if anybody wanted an explanation of any particular point in it, he was always ready with it. His memory was extraordinary. He would get a poem by heart after reading it once or twice. He used to say that he knew which stanza followed which by the sequence of sense. It is no wonder that he learned Malayalam as quickly and so thoroughly.